Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Let's do some finals talk. What did you think of game two? Let's do the classic overreaction and say the series is over.
I mean, I kind of felt like that, though. I don't know what you thought if you watched the post game, but Paul Pierce, and I think it was Chauncey Billups, both said the same thing, that it looked like Toronto was just disinterested, like they didn't care. And if you watched that third quarter, they really showed that. If that's the case, you got to know if they're down 3-1. Do they have the heart to win a game five?
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. But the Warriors have been a really good third quarter team all season long, and you need to have a big lead on them, and you got to know that that run is coming, and then you have to handle it. And they did in game one, they didn't in game two, and so I think they'll learn as they go. I still think that they'll be competitive even in Golden State. I have a hard time seeing them win more than one more game.
Do you still stick to six games if the Warriors get Durant back with Cousins now? If the Warriors are fully healthy going into a game five on the road,
I still think they'll win one more. They're good enough.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, hour number three already. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. Aaron will answer you. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At Barry is funny, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, you know the number. And if you missed the first 2 hours, I guess that was all the sports we did. Pretty much.
Kind of feels like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, I wanted to get the Astros here at some point, and we will. But yeah. But been a fun show. Barry Laminack filling in for AJ today. And always great to have Barry on the show. I'm a big fan of his, not just his radio, but his comedy. And love having him on. And it is funny because we have burned some good stuff between segments, but we don't get to hang out much anymore. So right. We're just catching up on things. But yeah, and he's done a great job, and especially considering he already did his own 3-hour show today. So
thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and that's why I hate asking you to do it, but then I like doing shows with you, so it's kind of like, I don't want him to have to do 6 hours, but you're holding up pretty well.
Thank you. You know, the one thing I worry about is you can't change takes from show to show. So if you're going to talk about stuff, you kind of feel like you're being repetitive.
Right.
And I know that there are some people that listen throughout the day, so you feel bad, but there are also a lot of people that don't listen to our show that listens to y'all's show. That haven't heard the stuff that I said in the first 3 hours that I was on the radio today. So, you know, that's the only thing I really worry about. It's not necessarily 6 hours of talking.
Yeah, but we have kind of done different topics than what you guys were doing. So,
yeah.
On the Astros, a couple of things that I kind of wanted to get to. I thought it was impressive that they went in there and swept the A's with that minor league crew they're throwing out there.
Yes.
I like Miles Straw. That guy's kind of fun.
I've been saying for a while now that I kind of hope he comes up. I feel like he's a poor man's Jake Mariznick, but I think he's a little better defensively. He's obviously a little faster. I don't know that he's going to be a great hitter. I feel like he's a guy that in a couple of years, if they lose Springer, if they lose Mariznick, he's a guy that could take over in center field. I really believe that.
Boy, if that guy with his speed could hit 280.
301 in the minors for his career. A 301 hitter in the minors. His on base is 421 in his short stint in the majors. But that's the thing is if he would just put the ball in play on the ground, he's going to get a number of base hits by just keeping the ball in play because he's going to make fielders hurry to throw the ball. They're going to make mistakes. His legs are going to carry him a long ways, and Joel said it best, if he has a good eye at the plate, just getting a walk is like a double because he's going to steal second. So he has a ton of potential just because of that speed.
Yeah, and Verlander passing Cy Young on the strikeout
cool.
list. That was a cool thing. And somebody had asked earlier in the show, do the Astros need to make another Verlander-type deal at the deadline? I still think they need another starting pitcher. And,
do you?
And at some point, well, for the playoffs. You don't need it for the regular season. They can get by with what they've got right now and win the division with ease and probably have the best record. But I don't know that in the playoffs, if you're just going Verlander, Cole, do you trust Brad Peacock as your third starter in the playoffs? Do you trust Wade Miley as your third starter in the playoffs?
Yeah. You know, the one interesting thing about the playoffs is the rotation is going to shorten up. You don't need a fifth starter.
No.
A lot of times you may not even use a fourth starter just depending on how everything shapes out. So,
but you need a third.
Yeah. If you're telling me, though, that Miley is their third starter as well as he's pitched this year so far. Now, I think, though, we got spoiled because when you look at rotations in the past couple of years for the Astros, it was basically five guys that were either a one or a two or could be, as at worst, a three on right. other teams. So you never really had a four or a five on this team. And so we're kind of spoiled of that. Most of the teams they're going to face, I would put Wade Miley up against those guys. I mean, he's pitched pretty damn well.
Yeah, I just would feel better if they got another rental and a guy who would, you know, who with some postseason experience. Like, you're not going to get another Justin Verlander because, unless you're going after Max Scherzer or somebody like that. Right. And I don't see that.
But they had that guy, and they didn't want to pay him what he wanted. That's Dallas Keuchel. They could have signed. He wanted what, 18? He said he'd come out. He would take 1 year, 18. They didn't want to do that.
No, they tendered him for 1 year, 17, and he chose not to take it.
Yeah.
But I think as far as the Astros go, what if you sign him 1 year? It's easy for me to spend Jim Crane's money.
Sure.
1 year, $20 million, I'd give him right now.
Oh, absolutely. Because he's pitching a World Series. He's got postseason experience.
And while I think Miley's numbers are right around what Keuchel's were, maybe a little better, still rather have Keuchel in the playoffs.
True. True. Now, Miley just doesn't have the playoff experience, but he had a really good year last year. Of course, it was the 1 year, and I'm a big proponent of guys are what their numbers are.
Right.
Like, you know, everybody is high on some of these young cats, and I'm like, well, all these guys regress to their mean, including guys like Marwin Gonzalez and Jake Marisnyk. And I know Jake Marisnyk is playing well right now. I don't think Jake Marisnyk's going to end the year hitting the way he is now. Just like I don't think Josh Reddick is going to end the year putting up the numbers he is now. Most guys are going to be what their numbers say they are. So I'm a little worried in that regard about Miley. But, I mean, we've seen guys come to this Astros rotation and be better than they were anywhere else.
Right.
Just look at Charlie Morton and Garrett Cole.
Yeah. I mean, both good examples. Somebody says, why no coverage of the MLB draft? It's funny, we're talking about that off air. Nobody cares.
Because
you're not going to see those guys for, you know, 3-4 years.
Yeah.
And
at least some of these cats you won't see for 5 years. Nobody's going to invest time in watching a player you're never going to see again until 3 or 4 or 5 years down the road. The Astros have the last pick in the first round. I can just get who sits and watches a baseball draft.
Yeah.
That's what the interwebs is for.
Yeah.
Google. Just,
tomorrow, look up who they got. And say, okay. That guy
you
might be good.
You won't know any of them anyways. I promise you. You don't know any of these dudes.
Unless you're one of the five people who's watching every college baseball game.
And then you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
And you probably would watch.
Either that or your kids play.
That's
to me, that's the reason to watch college baseball is like if my son were playing.
Yeah.
Deacons, I just want to put out there, Miley also performed well in the playoffs last year with Milwaukee.
Yeah, one time.
One game, right?
Yeah, well, one playoff.
Right.
That last year was his first year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And he did that starter role, opener. He was an opener at one point. It was a good year.
Yeah.
But that was it. It was one good year of regular season and postseason play. Go back and look. His like career ERA before last year was like a 4 or 5 ERA.
Yeah. Listen, I like the guy. I like the signing for what they spent.
Value-wise, yeah.
But I don't know that when you get to the playoffs, if you're going to try to win a World Series, I don't know that I want him as the third starter.
Okay.
That's all. I think you can do better than that, and I think there'll be rentals available. And I think Madison Bumgarner's in the last year of his deal. I'd give up a prospect for him.
Yep.
And
I think he is on the trading block, too.
But so. I had kind of thought all along, maybe Josh James becomes that guy. Maybe Forrest Whitley becomes that guy. And if they don't, you trade for somebody. So I think as you get closer to the deadline, that's where you look.
Yeah, I think I would trust Miley over those guys, but you're right.
Yeah. I would right now, but I was hoping that one of them would develop.
Yeah.
And Forrest Whitley obviously isn't. And James looks like he's going to be fine in the bullpen.
Yeah.
So, all right, quick break. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J., Barry Laminack filling in today. Getting into religious wars on Twitter. I don't know what you're doing, man.
I'm going to get in trouble. I feel like I should have more of a filter on Twitter, but I just don't. And my excuse is, and it's probably not okay, but I just say that, yeah, I'm a comedian, and sometimes we say things that offend people or that maybe not be in a, that are inappropriate, but could be worse.
Yeah, I try to stay away from religion on Twitter.
Well, this guy, I won't give his name out because I don't know how, you know, he wasn't trying to be horrible, but in response to my tweet about this Bishop Thomas Tobin, who was talking about boycotting the pride parades and all this because it's morally wrong and they're especially harmful to children, he sent me a tweet and he said, "I'm just curious, what would you suggest a man of God and devout Christian do to not be an intolerant a-hole, since the Bible is not in favor of the above-mentioned activities? Would you recommend a devout Christian man of God ignore the Bible?" And my response to him was, "Well, you mean this devout Christian man that knew about child sex abuse and didn't report it? That guy, yeah, I feel like having sex with kids is harmful to kids. That's bad.
Yeah,
that's kind of bad."
Yeah, I would just be...
But I use the F word a lot.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Colorful metaphors is what you used.
Yes.
But I just... How about keep your damn opinions to your own people?
Yeah.
I mean, not everybody believes what you believe, and not everybody... That's why I just don't get into it, because people don't... I told you a little bit about the place I go, and...
It sounds awesome. And people think I have a problem with religion. Like, one guy, he's like, "Yeah, the problem is, Barry, is that you talk about acceptance, but you're always picking on religious people." No. I'm picking on hypocrites. I'm picking on people that use guys like Joel Osteen and Creflo Dollar and this cat that said he just bought Tyler Perry's jet. Those are the ones I pick on. And I feel like they deserve it.
The guy on TV with the miracle water?
Yes! Oh, my God, Fred! I hate that guy so much. That's horrible. He's taking old people's money for miracle water. Oh, you have no idea.
I got
a
check for $35,000.
Yeah. It's not because of miracle water, you dumbass. There's no such thing as miracle water. But yet, I'm supposed to be tolerant of guys like that. Or guys like Robert Tilton,
who would
sell people a prayer rag.
Oh, my God. I used to get stoned and watch him in the middle of the night.
It was really...
All it takes is a $1,000 vow of faith.
Yeah.
I can feel you out there right now. $1,000 and I will heal you, ma'am.
Put your hand on the TV. I feel there's a person out there right now with diabetes. Really? Oh, way to go out on a limb, Robert Tilton. You mean there's someone out there with diabetes? What? Wow. My favorite was when he would start talking in tongues. He'd be like, "Now, right now, there's..." What? He'd be like, "I'm sorry. The Lord just makes me talk like that." Man, you are quite the showman, Mr. Tilton.
Is he still a thing?
He's still around.
Wow. Because, I mean, this was probably 20 years ago. I used to watch him on late night TV.
In high school, I would watch that cat and just shake my head like, I can't believe there are people gullible enough and dumb enough to fall for guys like him and guys like the miracle water guy. But there are. And then, you got guys out there buying jets and saying that he doesn't want to be with demons. That people that drink on an airplane are demons.
Could be. I mean, I have demonic tendencies.
Fred, you're not a demon, Fred. You're not a demon.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
You're welcome.
But and in all honesty, though, man, there are people out there doing good work.
Very good people.
And,
yes. You
know, most of it is at the community level. Most of it is just where it's family, it's support. And I think that we need more people like that. But you know, my beliefs are my beliefs. I'm not going to tweet them out and, you know, say that, well, you know, you're a horrible human being for this. I see all that stuff on Twitter. I just stay away from it. All I think is that your religion is a personal thing. It's like your fantasy team. You know, you really should keep it to yourself.
Yeah. Well, I don't even mind. Like, I have a friend of mine, Justin, who is a very religious man. He invited me to his church and I went and I loved it. I loved what his church was about. I loved the message. They were very, you know, tolerant. They were really way closer to the message of the Bible than most of these bigger churches that are more interested in numbers, money numbers,
selling books,
people numbers, selling books. Yeah. So I'm totally with you. I don't hate religion. I hate fake people and hypocrites. I hate people that preach intolerance or preach tolerance but are completely intolerant.
Most really big religions or really big mega churches are not about faith. They're about making money. And you know what? If you go to Joel Osteen and when you leave, you feel better and you feel like you got something out of it, that's good for you. Then do what you want to do. But, you know, don't try to shove that down my throat because it ain't going to happen. Jesse said he tore his ACL, went to bed with my pillow, and woke up fully healed. Top that, miracle water.
That's outstanding. That is outstanding, Jesse. Put your hand on the pillow. You are healed. You are healed. That is pretty good right there. Mm. Miracle water. Vodka is miracle water.
Yes.
That's closer to miracle water.
That's always closer to miracle water. All right. Quick break. Man, there's only 30 minutes left in this show.
That's crazy.
Two segments left. We only have two segments left.
Craziness.
We're having too much fun.
Yeah, we are.
All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And this off-air conversation was about pulling heists.
We were really wasting it all.
We really are.
It should be a sideshow that's just like The Blitz between The Blitz. And it's just a podcast of all the off-air conversations we've had today. It might have been the better show.
It might honestly. Have. It might have. But
we planned two heists at the break. Yeah.
Well, I was just telling Barry that on Animal Kingdom, they robbed a church. After a big event where they raised a bunch of money, got like $300,000, and it's like, wonder if there's a heist like that we could pull. I go through this sometimes. It's like I'll plan the whole heist out of my head, and you know what I would do and how I would do it, and I kind of think maybe I should become like a Joel Osteen, because listen, I can inspire people.
You're charismatic.
Here's my problem. I always wanted to be a con man.
Really?
Yeah.
That was like a goal?
No, I just thought it was cool, but I have a conscience and I can't rob people.
Yeah.
And that would stop me from doing this.
That tends to be the biggest factor in people not becoming con men is they have a conscience.
Cause I think I'd be great at it. I really do. I come up with jobs all the time, and like I write about a lot of them too, and I turn them into fiction, so it's useful,
right?
But
fiction,
yeah. Well, this isn't that Basic Instinct fiction where she's writing it and then
she's actually living it.
Was it Basic Instinct? Yeah, where she wrote the story about how she was going to kill a guy so that she'd have an alibi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was Basic Instinct. I gotta look that up, Aaron. But yeah, I use some of it in fiction, but like I'm sitting here. On off air, where I'm saying this is how I would do this heist.
Yeah, it was very detailed, a little disturbing, a little troubling to say the least. That you had thought of stuff that wasn't even in my radar. You were like, "Well, we got to get someone to work there." I was like, "See, I didn't even think about that." You started with that.
You got to have an inside guy.
So we're gonna get you don't want too many people involved, and you get too many
loose ends. And then if you do it right, you have a team together that you can use for other jobs. Let's see, like in Animal Kingdom, it's all brothers, but then they all get greedy. It screws up.
See, it always happens that way.
Yeah. So I mean, if we pulled a job and made a bunch of money, then we'd pull another one and make a bunch of money.
No, well, you got no one to stop though. That's the key.
Nobody ever does.
No.
But
you gotta just do one and then go off and retire.
See, that's the thing. I always wanted to be a criminal mastermind if I wasn't a con man. I can't be that either, because the problem is criminal. The problem is you're stealing, especially if you're like being one of these late night televangelists. Like you're Robert Tilton. You're getting $1,000 checks from old ladies that can't afford it.
I couldn't do that.
I couldn't either.
No, I couldn't. I'm with you in having a conscience, but you know what really deters me more than any of that is I don't want to be raped in prison. And so that's a big one for me is like, I have a conscience and I would feel bad about ripping people off. But see, I kind of like not being raped.
I don't think they ever caught the guy who originally robbed Lakewood.
Lakewood got robbed?
Yeah, back in 2014. Ooh, somebody got that. Off with $600,000 that was in the safe from church donations.
No.
It was like it was a Sunday night,
Fred,
or a Monday. Somebody broke in there.
Fred, where the hell were you? Where? Because he literally, that
I don't
was
think
a
they
number
ever caught
he
the,
mentioned.
The people.
No, I didn't know that actually happened. That's,
yeah.
He talked about, I feel like I'm snitching now, but had gas and safe crackers.
You know, I
and,
Fred, hey, don't give up my secrets now.
Fred,
come on.
Where the hell were you?
No, but
2014.
Okay,
when?
That's it. Kind of sounds familiar now, because that's where I got the number of how much money was in there.
Was it?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, now it sounds familiar, huh?
March of 2014.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I wasn't here.
It smelled like Whitmire's and weed. Where were you, Fred?
To be honest, if I were to pull off like a really cool con, mm-hmm. and get a whole bunch of money, I'd be going giving it back the next day.
Would you?
Yeah.
So like, I just wanted to.
I wanted to prove that I could con
you. You would still go to jail though, even if you gave it back. You got to just leave. You got to DB Cooper it. You just do the one thing and then you're gone.
I don't want to do that. I kind of have.
He did it the right way though.
Here.
He got away with it.
Well, I would like to think I'm smart enough to get away with a crime.
That's 99% of the people in prison feel the same way.
Yeah, but you know,
I mean, I'm not suggesting you're not smart. You're a very
intelligent
man. That's
why I want to be a criminal mastermind. The criminal mastermind never gets caught.
He gets killed.
No, you know what happens? It's his like number one henchman, Barry Laminack, who goes to prison.
Wait, no, I don't. Why are you?
You
no,
can get a job like
be...
hackers do. The hackers that work for the government get paid and go, hey, I used to do this illegally, but now I'll show you where all your insecurities are in your firewalls and stuff. Oh. And now they get paid by the government.
Now, see, you could
that,
pull off
that
the
would
heist.
Be a good job. But you just build.
And then the hackers catch me?
No, I'm
saying. No, you do
saying,
it for the police. Yeah. You give them training scenarios and this is how I would do it. And then they learn, hey, this is how we would stop this particular scenario.
See, now that actually kind of...
Because the government, I think, pays hackers to actually test all their systems.
Wait a minute. Of all this, Fred goes, like he's really thinking about this, right? Like he's going to go home tonight and be like, let me see.
Do I know anybody in HPD?
It's probably a bad idea now because it was all said on air, but I'm pretty smart.
No, I would... I just think it's fun to plan these things out, and then I watch a lot of shows where there's a criminal element to them. I find that entertaining, and I write a lot of stuff about criminals. I'm just not one. I feel like I have the mind to be one, but I don't have the heart to be one.
That makes sense. It's just a little scary that you were good at it at the break. It was just it's a little scary that you had that level of detail available in your mind.
Yeah, don't mention the second place, because if that place gets robbed now, all of a sudden it's going to be...
Because then Lake... Yeah.
But no, I didn't... I don't remember that too much. I do remember the $600,000 figure.
Did they get away with it?
I think so. The last article I read said they still never found somebody in 2015.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And there was,
see, they
like
didn't do
some
it
people
again.
Speculated, was it an inside job? Because it was fully insured money anyways.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. See,
the plot thickens now.
Inside job.
Lakewood's statement, according to this article, was the funds were fully insured and we are working with our insurance company to restore the stolen funds to the church.
Yeah, because somebody's got to pay for that plane.
Yeah, maybe they stole it from themselves, collect the insurance
double the money.
Yeah, that's a,
that's how you double your money. You steal from yourself, and you get the insurance to pay for it.
Just make your own insurance company. Call it Jesus Cares. Is that their insurance?
Jesus Cares?
Really?
Jesus Cares. I think no space, people would just be, Jesus Cares.
I think people would kind of be onto you if Jesus was in the name of your insurance company for your church.
Maybe they need a credit union called Jesus Saves.
I see what thought. You did there.
Just a thought. Oh, man. I don't know how the hell we got on this.
You!
What?
At the break, planning a heist!
You know what? Somebody said you can plan heists on Grand Theft Auto Online. It's a little safer bet.
Oh, that's
can you
true.
Do that?
Yeah.
Because I've never played Grand Theft Auto, but if I can actually plot out heists...
You would love this. Yes, you can plan a heist in Grand Theft Auto Online. Now, I don't play online.
Okay.
That's why everybody... Because I just got the game and played it just, whatever. I didn't like it. But online, I hear, yes, you can do stuff like that. You would really...
Because, see, that would appeal to me.
Because
I don't want to actually do a heist. So if I could do it on a video game, that'd be badass.
Yeah, you need to get Grand Theft Auto Online.
Okay, then
done.
That's what I'm going to do.
All right,
I may stop on the way home and
get grab it. Auto. Hell, you could have my copy if it wasn't a downloadable.
Hey, guess what happened today? Big upset. James, Jeopardy James, down to defeat.
I heard that.
It actually leaked yesterday. It is official. The winning streak is over. Ken Jennings is still the champ. I still am suspicious of this. I think this was a whole quiz show thing to get Jeopardy interesting again.
Really?
I mean,
like,
yeah.
Like him having cancer wasn't enough?
No, I think they fed him answers, just like quiz show.
No.
Yeah. I mean, his strategy is really cool, but you still have to get all the answers right. Some of those things, give me a break.
So you think they cheated?
Oh, yeah.
You're a conspiracy guy.
I'm not really a conspiracy guy, but today I am. Okay. On this show, I kind of think...
Because, I have a conspiracy.
Because we all Lakewood talked about Jeopardy.
And there's $600,000.
Okay, that's a conspiracy. But
it involves you, Fred.
No, not me. Not me. I just did the basic instinct defense on air. I talked about it on air, therefore...
Can't be you.
Can't be me. It was so, basic instinct, right?
Someone that just got a brand new SUV.
Yeah, and for a dog, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my wife closed the dog's tail in there. I had to go get a Cadillac. Oh, yeah. Okay. I see. Money
this
bags.
Was a 2014 heist, okay? Of course, it would make sense.
Yeah, see? It makes sense. Wait five years. Everyone forgets about it.
Yeah.
I'm on to you.
Not me. Hashtag wasn't me. Quick break. Down to one segment. Jeez.
Yes, man.
All right. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Think you're the ultimate dad and family man? ESPN 97.5 and Schlitterbahn Galveston want to see if you have what it takes to be the next Mr. Bond. Bond. James Bond. To enter, post the best photo showing why you're the ultimate dad and make sure to use hashtag Mr. Bond. That's hashtag MRBAHN. Five finalists will be chosen by our five local ESPN shows, and one lucky winner will receive four season passes to Schlitterbahn Galveston. Show us why you deserve to be the next Mr. Bond. I have a dumbass report, but I'm having too much fun with some of this other stuff. Like the video of Robert Tilton.
The farting preacher?
Farting constantly.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, somebody tweeted that at us. It's really good. And then one of our listeners, who sent this to us, Aaron?
Listener Valerie.
Said I should be concerned because headline, woman wanted after using fake ID to buy Cadillac in Houston.
Uh-oh.
But first off, if the picture of this person is correct, she's way too attracted to be my wife.
Guys.
Just kidding. But it says on August 29th, 2018, Gabrielle Doshwat of Illinois stole a person's identity to make a purchase from a car dealership at the 12220 block of Katy Freeway. She used the victim's information to obtain a line of credit to purchase a Cadillac XT5. She used a fake driver's license with the victim's information. She's described as white, 20 years old, 4 feet 9 inches to 5 feet 1.
Oh.
And weighing between 110 and 140 pounds. That's a pretty big
scale. You're 4'9", 140?
Yeah.
Wow.
4'9", 110 is...
But 110 to 140 is a pretty wide range for a 4 foot 9 person.
Yeah, it is. But apparently, Crime Stoppers will pay you $5,000 for information leading to Dotchwatt's arrest.
Hmm.
She's said to have brown eyes and long blonde hair. Although she's from Illinois, police believe she may be working in local bars and clubs.
Well, she's not going to be hard to... There's not a lot of 4'9", 140 chicks running around in a Cadillac.
Well, now that's the problem with a heist like that. You're going to get caught.
Yeah, because you're 4'9", and 140. Like, if the average person just walks in and does that, it might be a little more difficult.
Yeah.
But yeah, that they have a lot of information on you. You there's a difference when you give people, like if they see you, you have to sit in front of them. That's a whole different thing than breaking into a safe in the middle of the night.
Yeah, exactly. And there are cameras in there. And I mean, there's cameras everywhere now. So that's one thing that would.
Well, that's why.
That's why I have.
You got an inside guy.
Exactly.
You, friend, you already thought of that.
Yeah.
And, I'm just hypothetical.
Or you have a hacker on your team who can get in and shut down the security system.
See?
That's just how that's how it works.
But, man, I got it. Where's my wallet at? I got to check all my stuff. I have everything before I leave. I don't know if I trust you anymore, Fred. I'm having trust issues with you.
Just because I plan them doesn't mean I do them.
Who sits around planning heists?
Well,
you?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't sit around planning them. I just think, okay, this is how I would rob this place.
I could pull this off.
Yeah. My team would have to be. And, yeah.
Yeah. This is a whole new side of you I'm learning about.
I'm always fascinated by crime. I don't commit it. I write about it a lot, but I love watching shows about criminals. I'm intrigued by the criminal mind, and some of them are very, very brilliant. It's just I the whole part that I have a problem with is, you know, actually robbing.
This is like kids fascinated with death, and then they start killing cats, and then the next thing you know, they're a serial killer. I feel like. At least you're up in age now. You're not 19 writing about planning a heist because you might be a serial bank robber one day.
I think at this age I'm safe.
Yeah.
Because you know,
we're safe.
The people are safe.
Yes.
Yeah. But no, I enjoy a good heist. I enjoy.
It's like a fine cognac. Well, I enjoy a good heist now and then.
Like fiction, you know, like on TV and stuff. Okay. I like heist movies. I like con movies.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
Okay.
I think
a little too much.
Maybe so. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Somebody asked me Blues and over tonight. I think the Blues bounce back tonight and take the over. Thanks, Aaron. Great job. Barry, A++.
Thank you, sir.
I was okay today. D-. See you tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.